Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new study shows that 27% of people, when they do self-checkout, they admit to stealing something from the self-checkout without paying for it. I've asked Susie Jones to stay in the studio with me because I needed her thoughts on this. Susie Jones, have you stolen anything from the self-checkout?
Oh my God, Jordana, I have been a thief my whole life.
This is terrible.
I started stealing when I was about 6 years old. Stole from a place called Pixie Pack in New Hope, 1968. Okay. My mom noticed that I had a lot of candy. She took it all back to the store, and she paid for it, and she gave it to all the other kids in the neighborhood.
And you didn't learn your lesson?
Nope. I'm sorry to say, I have not.
Susan,
that's not true, though. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I think about it now. If I see, like, if it's a lipstick, maybe it's a little lipstick. Maybe it's, I don't know. Chad gets on me because I eat the grapes while I'm buying the grapes, which essentially is stealing. Because
you're not weighing them. But I eat chips, but then I pay for the bag of chips on the way out. So that's not stealing.
But have you ever put something across? Have you ever put something across on purpose?
Look, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but no, not on I'm too afraid of karma and of life and of getting arrested. Oh, no. I'm way too afraid of getting caught.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't even take the chance because, I'm afraid.
Well, friends of mine
are a rule follower.
Friends of mine are like on me. They're like, Susie, that is like unethical.
Yes, it is.
Cool,
what are you doing?
I think I'm just a junkie for adrenaline. Look at David. He's washing himself because I'm sick and I was on the front mic over there. And
yeah,
because
you breathe your germs all over my area. I got to clean it down now.
I have a cold jar. Anyway, the long and the short of it is I haven't done it in a long time.
Okay.
I think about it, but then I say, oh, remember what Nancy said? And my friend Lisa thinks I'm insane. I'm just a kleptomaniac. Honest to God, I just confiscate stuff and decide it's mine. Talk to people around here. You leave something here and it's not locked down. I might look at it and decide it's mine.
I am rescinding all future invitations to my home because I don't want Susie to walk away with my grandmother's china.
I wouldn't make too much noise. I would clink out quietly.
Right, because you're good at it. That's the five-finger discount that you have been enjoying for a long time.
You know, it's like I feel like an old scrappy kid from 1932, you know, stealing bubble gum from the corner shop. But it's not funny, and I shouldn't do it because, you know, there is something. No, you got me down a road. Can I tell a road that I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love a story.
Mm-hmm. So in high school, I went to Marshall University High School, and the school was very mixed, very diverse. It was a cool high school, and if you went there, you know what I'm talking about. Had in the 60s, they had kids bussed in from North Minneapolis, so there were African Americans, there were kids in wheelchairs. It was just a scene in the 70s. And so back in the day, Dinkytown was kind of the happening place to be, right? It was cool, it was fun, there was lots of great shops. It's not like big slabs of apartments like it is now. And in Dinkydale Deli, this little cool place over on one of off one of the streets, you went through this little tiny like tunnel, and there were little shops on each side. I don't know if you can remember this, people listening, if you're a Marshall U person, Tuffet, Dinkydale Deli, all these great little places, right? So I would go there with my friends who were African American, and this is just the truth. I'm not lying. And they would look at earrings and necklaces and, you know, stuff, trinkets. And the clerk would be all over them, like, because they're different, so they're going to steal. And I would be on the other side of the counter, stealing the place blind, taking earrings and necklaces. And we'd get, and no one looked at me. And we'd get out in the hallway, or out, you know, to back to school. And I would just open up my hands, and everybody could get a pair of earrings or a necklace or a bracelet. Yep, those were the days. But I don't do that anymore. I'm not a commercial thief anymore. But just so you know, that sadly is a little bit in my blood.
I am devastated to hear this news.
Are you?
But thank you for being so honest.
That was brutal.
About it. How were you not afraid that you were going to get caught?
No one was looking at me. And, you know, before cameras, excuse me, I'm a little sick. Before cameras, I don't know. I was stupid too, Jordana, right?
Did Kay Jones know about any of this?
No.
I mean, you said the one.
No, Kay Jones. She had four kids. She was going to she was getting her master's degree. My dad was working nights. I was like a feral child, as we all were.
I get it.
In the
70s. We all were.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Nobody knew where anybody was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. That was my upbringing, as a lot of people.
Would you do it now?
No. I mean, I guess if I went back to the old days, and it was all things the same, maybe I would. But now I don't think I would these days because...
Well, you better not, because it could end up in the newspaper. Susie Jones caught stealing from the Piggly Wiggly.
Like I said, it's not funny that shoplifting is a very, very bad crime. And all my friends would tell me, and all of our downtown friends would tell you that that's a humongo issue. And that's why retail won't come down here, because people have... sticky fingers.
That's right.
Right? And here I am.
Well, this segment did not go as planned.
No way.
Because I am upset from all the stealing that people are doing at the self-checkout, and you are affirming that it is happening, and it's probably worse than I thought.
Because you have such a good heart, and you don't think...
Well, I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of getting caught. I am afraid of authority, and I want to do the right thing, and I don't want to get caught.
I'd love to talk to someone in the retail business, almost like a Cub Food kind of person, and say, how do you manage that? Do you work that into pricing, that some people are just going to slide a few pork chops over the counter and not bleep it?
They are.
Well, you know
they
check.
Susie Jones?
What?
Go ahead.
They check at Costco. You know, they look at your sheet.
As they should.
Yeah.
And they should.
I know.
Yeah. But you know what? You're a reporter, so you could also talk to somebody at the Cub Foods and ask, how do you guys deal with it?
How do you deal
with
it?
I mean, they have a budget. They have a budget for theft, but it seems to be out of control if one in four of us are stealing.
I'm going to do that today. You gave me a good story idea because now I'm a little tongue-in-cheek on a serious story, and so I understand that I do have a fairly moral compass that's straight north. It toddles over to the left sometimes. But what I'm saying is that it is a serious thing, and I don't take it lightly. So
I appreciate that. Thank Susie you. Jones, our resident thief, I appreciate you. Thank you for your honesty today on the air.
Okay, I love you.
Feel better, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to John. He's called in from Farmington. John, are you calling in to arrest Susie Jones?
No, not yet.
Okay, not yet.
I'm sending the police over there in about a couple days. I'll send them over there.
Okay.
So, my son works at Lunds and Byerly's,
mm-hmm.
and this happened probably 6 or 7 months ago. He's in high school, and he came home and told me that they fired four or five teenage kids from Lunds and Byerly's for stealing. And I'm just glad it wasn't him.
Yeah. So
they're going through the self checkout mm-hmm. and not scanning stuff. And I guess my son Ryan said it was they ended up stealing over $1,000 worth of stuff. It was happening.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. So how did your son feel about that? These were his friends, or no? He was just witnessing it.
And he just worked with them.
Okay.
My son knows better because we didn't raise him that way to, mm-hmm. to think about doing stuff like that. So I think mm-hmm. sometimes it's the way kids are raised, maybe. I mean, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate this. Taught, yeah.
That's wrong. Yeah.
That stealing is wrong. John, absolutely right. Good job. Good job, Dad. And good job for your kid. So thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
I think he's onto something there. It's still stealing. I know it's a pack of gum or maybe it's even a loaf of bread, but it's still stealing. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff. It's like one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. It's wrong. There's right and there's wrong. And stealing is wrong. And I am shocked at the numbers. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back on CCO. Loving this Christmas music, David. Thank you. It is so catchy. I know it's only good for, a quarter of the year because then it would get old and boring, but I love Christmas music, so thank you. This story, I know we spend a lot of time on it, but it is upsetting. It's about the theft. 27% of people have admitted that they steal stuff at the self-checkout. And those are, by the way, the ones who admit it. Could you imagine how many don't? And our last caller, John in Farmington, said it might be a crisis of conscience that he taught his kid any stealing is wrong. And I feel the same way. John, you're right. Stealing is wrong, and we have to not do it. It's not okay, even if it's a pack of gum. I know Susie Jones, our resident kleptomaniac, came in and admitting that it was a high, it was a rush, and she would do it all the time. It's still wrong. Hey, Jor, when I was a college student, I absolutely did exactly what Dave said knowingly. Jor, your texts are very enlightening. Jor, I went to Costco and bought 3 battery packages on sale, went through self-checkout, realized when I got home I only paid for 2. I'm going back today with my receipt to pay for the 3rd package. I know that's odd, but I couldn't live as a person of faith if I didn't pay up. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this text. I feel like a nerd. Quoting the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. That's a rule. That's a commandment. And we should follow it. Jordan, a couple of years ago, my cousin who's married with 2 children and certainly has the means to afford groceries told me that she picks on one thing not to pay for at self-checkout. Jordana, good people do bad things when they become desperate. It comes down to being that simple. That's fair. And that's fair. Look, stealing a loaf of bread to feed your family, honestly, I think gets a pass if you're feeding your family. Susie was stealing jewelry. Different story. Anne's in Egan. Anne, jump in here. I'm so surprised by this conversation.
Well, we were, you're talking about stealing. We had a friend who was in charge of security in a Target store, and what would make him the angriest is when parents were using children to steal.
Oh my gosh. That was happening at the Aldi?
No, a Target store.
Oh, a Target. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And, you put the infant in the little seat in your cart, and you'd be amazed how much could be taken. by just covering it up underneath the baby. Or one inference was a mother had put a vacuum cleaner, a small TV, and other items and put her son, 10-year-old, by the door and was instructed she would go to the register and start complaining really loud about something. Mm-hmm. And the 10-year-old knew that when that happened, he would push the cart outside and there was a car waiting for him.
Oh my, that is a total scam. So they involve the kids. See, that's, none of this is healthy for our society. And I thank you for letting me know that it's happening, but it's so upsetting. Thanks for the call. Okay. So upsetting, you guys. So upsetting. Someone says, where are these people shopping? I do not steal. The self-checkout alarm goes off and the attendant reviews the camera to see what I did. The store should man the registers. The attendant stands there with the hands in their pockets while I do the work. In a way, I hope someone is stealing from the store. I have no sympathy for stores too lazy to have real people running their registers. Wow. Al is in Nisswa. Jump in, Al.
Hi, Jordana. Say, you'd only need to go as far to look as how many people voted for the cheater in charge that we have. He has no character qualities at all.
Well, Al, thanks for the call.
Leader.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And I do think we're having a crisis of consciousness. We're having a crisis of integrity in our country. Sherry called in. Sherry's a cashier at Cub. Sherry, jump in here. What do you see?
Yeah, I see a lot of theft every day. What shocks me the most at self-checkout, and by the way, we are absolutely not allowed to say anything to anyone if we know they're stealing because Cub doesn't want us to get hurt. So the policy is stay close and hope that people have a conscience and won't steal. But for instance, someone like me with the white hair and my age, which is significantly old, will put a cheap thing on the self-checkout and put something very expensive on top. So it looks like they're scanning everything, but they're stealing, one thing for everything they buy. I see families, they come in the middle of the night and they steal. We called the police and they were able to catch this last one, $1,700 worth of food and merchandise. But because it was over a limit, we called the police. They tracked their license and they ended up getting arrested. But every single day, people steal. And again, we can't do anything about it. So I hope that legislature comes up with a plan where we can at least ask for a receipt. It goes against my moral code of ethics. So that's the story with self-checkout. We aren't allowed to really do anything. Although once someone took 5 steaks, can't remember the last time I had a steak, and took it out of their cart and put it in a plastic bag, and I went over to them and I said, I think you forgot to scan these. And I took them out of the plastic bag and scanned them, and then they left because they didn't have enough money to pay. I could have gotten fired doing that. But I will tell you one thing. I know it makes me sick that we can't at least ask for a receipt. When people can't pay for milk, butter, or eggs, I have a fund that I put in my pocket, and I will help someone in need. I don't want them to go home without bread or milk. So I try and help when I can, and there are some other, I've seen a lot of kindness in that regard where people don't have enough money and they step right up and they take over. So there is a lot of theft, but I'm so glad to say that I also see a lot of kindness, which encourages me that the world's not going to hell. But I want to tell you my fast story. I bought $300 please. Worth of groceries on the way up north when I had a cabin up north. Lamb and everything for Easter. And I know I spent a lot of money, but on the way I kept thinking the bill didn't seem right because the lamb I bought cost $90. So when I got to the cabin, I noticed that I had asked the man if he put the lamb in ice because I had such a long trip and he forgot to scan it. So I called the store and told them that when I was back in town, I would come in and pay for the lamb. I mean, I could, how could I eat lamb at Easter? I would never steal anything. So I came back in, and then the manager wanted to give me a gift card. And I said, I don't want to be rewarded for doing the right thing. I said, however, why don't you take that gift card and donate it to the food shelf? But people who have a conscience, who grow up with parents that taught them right and wrong, don't steal. It's the people, honestly, they think it's their duty. They think, I'm allowed to steal. And they know we can't touch them. One mm-hmm. woman, when we tried to get the cart before she went out, which really not supposed to do, she took the broom that she had in the cart and started beating the cashier.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. And so it's the policy of many stores for the safety of their employees that we mm-hmm. stay around and you know, we look, but we really can't do anything. Isn't that so sad?
It is. Sherry, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your personal stories and what you see. Call in anytime. Appreciate you, Sherry. Thank you.
Well, I'm the Shaw lady, you know. I made your Shaw for you a long time ago. I'm still doing that, by the way.
Oh, of course. I still have it. Yes, of course. Yeah, I brought it down to Florida to share with my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Good to
have
hear your
nice
voice,
holiday.
Sherry.
And you listeners, yes. Don't steal. No stealing allowed, you listeners. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, Sherry made me a prayer shawl, and I brought it down to Florida to wrap my mother in it. Oh, thank you, Sherry. It's 12:31. These are enlightening conversations. They really are. When we get back, the Supreme Court may be ready to back Donald Trump's argument that he should have the authority to fire members of independent government agencies. Should he? We're going to speak with a constitutional lawyer next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Should the president have the right to fire whoever he wants? That is the question that the Supreme Court is grappling with, and I would like to know the answer as well. The conservative majority on the Supreme Court may be ready to back the president's push to take over independent agencies. I'm talking like an agency like the Federal Trade Commission, okay? In March, President Trump fired Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. She was the head of the Federal Trade Commission. And there is a federal law from 1935 that requires presidents to show cause, like malfeasance, some kind of wrongdoing, before booting leaders of agencies that are run by multi-member boards. So is he going to be allowed to do this? And if so, what does that mean for other government agencies that are deemed to be independent? I have lots of questions for our next guest. Joining us now is Jill Hasday, constitutional lawyer and law professor from the University of Minnesota. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I believe we have a drop of you saying that whenever we call, it's never good news. So the idea, it's true, the idea that the Supreme Court may be ready to back President Trump to take over independent agencies, is that terrible news for our country? And if so, why?
Okay, so let me back up and give a little background. So as you said, Donald Trump purported to fire Rebecca Slaughter, who was a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. And this violates a federal law that says for the president to fire someone, he needs to have cause, which is just a legal way of saying he needs to have a reason. And the question is whether that constraint on presidential power is constitutional. In a 1935 case called Humphrey's Executor, the court held that it was constitutional for Congress to place limits on presidential power over so-called independent agencies. Basically, the idea was Congress was going to give these agencies a lot of power, but it would have the confidence that these would be bipartisan they would be run by bipartisan boards that would be protected from political whim. The problem for these independent boards is that starting in the 80s, a number of commentators and lawyers on the right began to promote what they call unitary executive theory. And what that says is, this theory says, the president is the executive branch. In other words, the president has complete control over the executive branch. There can be no limits on his power. And members of the conservative majority in the Supreme Court have been quite sympathetic. So, for instance, already in a 2020 case, they said, citing unitary executive theory, the president can't be stopped from firing the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But that was a case where there was only one head. And after this 2020 case, there was still this open question, well, what about a situation where it's an independent agency with a multi-member board? And as you said, the court seems poised to say, no, there's no constraint on presidential power. He can fire at will.
Okay, so what was the original purpose of creating those agencies that were independent of direct presidential control if, I guess, the president was supposed to be the executor of the executive branch?
So one thing the founders did not anticipate was the rise of the administrative state. And that's just all the agencies that do so much of the work of the federal government. So the Environmental Protection Agency, the Federal Reserve, all these different agencies. And the idea is that this is a huge expansion of what the executive does. But sometimes Congress is worried about that balance of power getting out of whack. And by making some particularly important agencies somewhat insulated from presidential control, that would be a way of balancing out the fact that the president has all this unprecedented power. But on the other hand, at least for agencies where there's a particular reason to be insulated from politics, so for instance, the classic case would be the Federal Reserve. It would be a disaster for the economy to have interest rates be set based on what a politician thinks will get them reelected, right, as opposed to what the economists think will tamp down inflation and promote growth. So that's the basic idea behind independent agencies, which I think have worked actually pretty well for 90 years.
Okay, so right now, are we in danger of that going away? You know, will he now have the fire? Will he now have the authority to fire the heads of the FCC or the SEC or any of these organizations that currently are independent from him?
Based on the oral argument, he's definitely going to win in this particular case. He's going to be able to fire Rebecca Slaughter. There was some wrestling about how far the decision reaches. So, for instance, of the six conservatives, I don't actually like saying conservative because I don't think they're too conservative, mm-hmm, but of the six on the right, Alito and Kavanaugh both seem very uncomfortable with the idea of cutting into the independence of the Federal Reserve. And I think actually one of the strongest points that the lawyer for Rebecca Slaughter had is, well, if you eliminate the independence of the Federal Trade Commission, what exactly is your theory to preserve the independence of the Federal Reserve? And the court seems worried about that. So it's possible, who knows what they're going to do, but either, I can imagine at least two approaches. One is they'll say, somehow we don't have to decide on the independence of the Federal Reserve right now because that's not the case in front of us. Or there's some indications in some of their shadow docket cases that they're going to come up with some historical theory for why the Federal Reserve is different from the Federal Trade Commission. And we'll see how plausible that is. But it is interesting to me that for some agencies, the court is very alert to the importance of independence, but they don't seem to have that same sense for the Federal Trade Commission.
Why?
I don't know, except they know that money in the economy is really important. They're maybe more skeptical of the role. Like, for instance, many people argued with this 2020 decision removing the independence of the Consumer Protection Board that, well, the conservative justices were just unsympathetic to that kind of consumer protection mission. In contrast, anyone who's taken economics understands the role of the Fed in trying to mitigate the boom and bust cycle of an unregulated economy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I think it might be just a normative view. Like, they buy into the Federal Reserve's importance and they understand the case for independence, and they're less convinced about the need for the independence of the Federal Trade Commission. And I would just say the response to that is, it's not up to the court what they when they think independence is justified. It's up to Congress, right? Congress made the policy decision that preserving the independence of the Federal Trade Commission is worthwhile.
So is Congress fighting back against this? Is Congress trying to stop this in any way? Is there any legislation? Is there any appeal to the Supreme Court? Or are they doing anything?
Unfortunately, we're not in a moment of a lot of activity from Congress. This suit is being brought, I think it's fair to say, this suit is being brought by Rebecca Slaughter. Mm-hmm. I do think Congress really has a role to play, among other things. Say the Supreme Court, as it seems about to, gets rid of this idea of for-cause protection, so the president has complete control over these agencies. Mm-hmm. That isn't what Congress had in mind in creating these agencies. Right. And a more powerful, or I don't want to say powerful because Congress has enormous power, but a Congress that was more interested in using its power might revisit the scope of some of these agencies and say, actually, mm-hmm. maybe we shouldn't have these agencies do all these things if, in fact, it's going to be under the complete political control of the president. That wasn't the initial deal. But we'll, I think it's fair to say that Congress is not in a moment of big activity. The House was basically on vacation the entire summer.
Right. I think you're being generous when you say that, and about their efficacy. They've been fairly useless for a while. This, if the Supreme Court does side with the president and say he gets to fire the heads of these agencies, this will fundamentally change the way regulations have existed in our country for over 100 years. I mean, this is like, a really old law.
It's hard to say.
The implications. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. It's not even just these agencies, but I'll give you a few more examples.
Yes,
so
please.
There's something called Article I judges, which are administrative law judges. If you are denied Social Security disability benefits and you think you were denied incorrectly, you don't immediately go to like the federal district court. There's actually a whole administrative judicial process. Those Article I judges, right now, they operate as like actual judges. The president isn't telling them what to do. But if mm-hmm. the court is going all into unitary executive theory, does that suggest you actually can't have Article I judges because they just have to do exactly what the president says? Similarly, another implication is, and this has been in the news quite a bit, there's a number of statutory protections for civil service employees that are designed to protect the civil service as a nonpartisan and merit-based operation, where it's not just the previous regime, which was the spoil system, where people come in just as like the flunkies of the president. Well, if you're going full in on the unitary executive theory, how can there be anyone working for the executive in the executive branch that the president can't just fire at will? So, and the three more liberal justices in oral argument tried to say, you're potentially disrupting an enormous part of the federal government, and we'll see what the majority says.
And I mean, that would have direct implications if you change all the judges on everyday people. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, they all have direct implications for everyday people. I think one of the puzzles of the federal government is people don't realize all the ways the government is necessarily operating. I mean, even the Consumer Protection Board, they got billions of dollars back from fraudulent deals. I mean, there's plenty of people who are being who are being affected. If the Article 1 judges lose their independence, that affects your ability to appeal everyday denial of benefits, which is, you know, just an enormous number of cases. If the civil service isn't independent, among other things, you can't rely on the factual information coming out of the federal government. Like, we've seen disputes about, you know, the earnings report where they issue the labor, how the labor market is doing, et cetera. Sure. All that turns on having an independent and expert civil service where when they release the numbers, you can have the confidence this is their best assessment of what the numbers are. This isn't politics.
When do you think this could happen? I mean, it was supposed to happen, I believe, today. They were supposed to create a rule or have a ruling. I've been on the air for two and a half hours. Have they?
No. So the oral argument was yesterday, but the case is probably going to come out in June or July at the end of the term, because this is what, you know, the technical term would be a blockbuster. And usually they wait till the end in part because they're circulating drafts. There's going to be a lot of, I think the fight is not going to be about whether Rebecca Slaughter wins or loses. She's losing. The fight is about how broadly or narrowly they write the opinion. For instance, do they try to come up with some rationale that would cabin this off from the Article 1 judge scenario or the civil service or the Federal Reserve? That's really what's at issue at this point.
And also, I don't know what the Supreme Court is thinking, but long term, there's going to be a different administration with different values. So can they, go ahead.
I mean, I'll say that many people say that it's not a coincidence that Republican lawyers began pushing this unitary executive theory in an era when Republicans were doing great in presidential elections, but Democrats controlled Congress. And so it's not surprising that in that era, they were looking for arguments for expanding presidential power and taking it away from Congress. Democrats controlled Congress for decades, but the Republicans were doing well in presidential elections. But, you know, the worm turns.
That's it. I mean, they have to know that there's going to be a different executive in power from a different party.
It's funny, though. I was reading this study, and it was about what the winning party says after an election. And what the author pointed out is after every election, people say there's been a fundamental shift. We have won for the foreseeable future. People said that after Obama. Certainly the Trump people are saying that now. And the lesson of American history over the last decades is actually there hasn't been a fundamental shift in one way or the other. Instead, it flip-flops back and forth.
It does. Jill Hasday, constitutional lawyer, thank you so much for coming on and explaining these very complex issues. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.